and I could very clearly feel like someone had sat down on the bed next to me.
My one sister, Teresa, come literally floating down the stairs. She never touched those stairs coming down.
One night we went downstairs, we heard a bang like something had fallen. Several doors in the kitchen cabinets were open, like wide open.
But there's very distinct audio on one of the videos that says, open the door. It's a very nasty, demonic sounding voice.
So that is my ghost story.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Haunted AF. It's the podcast of real ghost stories told by real people. We are your hosts. I'm Julie Fisk.
I'm Rebecca Black.
And we are now coming to you from our new studio.
The Fisk Studios.
Which is actually
your
in my house.
Dining room.
It's the dining room, and there are literally like cords and papers and microphones everywhere.
And cats.
A couple of good things about doing this from my house now is, A, we are going to be covered with cats
yes,
all the time.
Which I'm fine with that.
Both of my cats have already been in here like checking things. Out. And also, now you get to be in here in the place where all the weird shit is constantly.
I know. Let's hope something weird happens while we're recording.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah, but only when Rebecca's here.
Yeah.
All right. Keep it in check otherwise. I don't need that in my life. And honestly, you know how it normally gets more active over the holidays?
Right.
It's been real chill around here. Nothing has happened lately.
Maybe it's gone.
I mean, it's entirely possible. So, okay, you've been on vacation. You
yes.
went a million places.
Yes.
You went to Bigfoot country?
I did. Oh my gosh. So we went to Seattle, and a couple hours away from Seattle is this place called Leavenworth.
Yeah.
And it's this little German town. There's like skiing and
it looked beautiful.
It was
it looked
gorgeous.
Wonderful.
But everywhere we went, there would be like a Bigfoot stamp. I mean, Bigfoot t-shirts, Bigfoot everything. So I finally just was like, hey, what's up with all the Bigfoot stuff? And this lady's like, oh, legend has it that this is the home of Bigfoot. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, there's so many stories. And I go, well, do you have any of your own? She's like, no. And I was like, what?
Do that to me.
I asked like everybody. I'm like, tell me your Bigfoot story. Nobody had any real stories about Bigfoot. They just know that this is the birth of Bigfoot.
Right. They're like, oh no, this is how we make our money in Leavenworth.
I think they might be lying. I will tell you, I tried to call a Bigfoot out in the wild.
Oh God.
And I did not get
well,
a
what
response.
Did you do? Your Bigfoot is normally, you always do a Wookiee. What'd you do? Well, it's on Twitter. Like
it's
you
on
posted
Twitter
it.
And it's on Instagram.
You know, that's like Roswell, New Mexico. You get there and
I know.
There's alien stuff everywhere. You're falling over alien
yeah,
bodies.
Like,
you know?
I'm not joking. When I saw like the Bigfoot, I was like, yes, I am going to get some serious Bigfoot action.
Nothing. Yeah. Nobody has a story.
No.
They're just, yeah.
And there's a lot of breweries and a lot of wineries around that part. So I'm just thinking everybody must be hammered and they all just came up with a Bigfoot random.
Because we got to get people in here.
Yeah.
That's really disappointing.
I know. I really was hoping to get some cool Bigfoot stories. Not one person I talked to.
I did get one ghost story, but it's like a pseudo ghost story. From my sister-in-law.
Ooh.
We went up to Chicago.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and I got to see my sister-in-law, and so she has a little three-year-old boy, and we started talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, by the way, if you guys have any ghost stories, and she
tell
said,
us.
Well, actually, Mason has been pointing into the closet saying ghost. There's
Ooh.
A ghost. Yeah, and so she said he's done it into the closet a couple of times, and then I think there was one corner of the house.
You didn't bust out any tools?
No. Oh my God, I can't imagine. You know what? I should do that. I should just start carrying around some fake ghost hunting stuff just to embarrass the crap out of my kids because they would die 1,000 deaths if I was like, I need to investigate your house real
quick.
Oh my
gosh, please do.
Welcome to season 3, episode 1.
Woo-hoo.
If you haven't had a chance, go and listen to our minisodes. We had all new content.
So I actually had somebody that was asking me. They were like, so I haven't been listening to your minisodes because I assume they were all old stuff. And I'm like,
no.
We have several brand new things.
Yeah. We were on a break.
Yeah.
But that's a load of crap because like we were working nonstop
yeah.
on the podcast all the way through. So, and there is some really good stuff in there. In fact, we had the best of. Those are the last two episodes. If
yeah.
you haven't, go and check those out. The very first minisode, we had two different ghost stories about these weird floating dresses.
Yeah.
If you have not, go and listen to the minisodes. You got to hit the website, hauntedaf.com. Tell them about all the stuff you can buy there.
At hauntedaf.com?
Yes.
Well, we've got t-shirts. We've got sweatshirts. And please pronounce the jewelry place.
Okay, it's Ventaglio.
Thank you.
Ventaglio
collaboration. We've got these awesome protection charms and symbols. And they don't don't say like haunted AF on them, so nobody would know that you got them from the podcast.
Right. FYI. They're not, they believe, this is like nice jewelry. I promise like you,
fancy,
it's not dorky.
Jewelry. Yeah. Yes. You used to wear it to church because it doesn't have AF on it.
There's that. But not the t-shirts and the sweatshirts because right. they do have haunted AF yes. on them and they're adorable.
They're so cute.
Definitely go pick those up. We do have a couple of updates that we need to hit. First of all, Bronner's.
The Christmas place. Yes.
We had it in, I don't know what episode it was.
I don't either.
Season 2, we had the story about this, the world's biggest Christmas store. Mm-hmm. So Olivia reached back out to us. Will you read that?
All right. She sent us an email. She says, "Hi ladies. I had to tell you about a creepy thing that happened last week at Bronner's, the Christmas store in Michigan. So you know how the elevators have those little phone boxes so you can call if you ever get stuck?
Right.
Well, ours just has a single button that you push that connects you directly to one of the receptionists, not an actual phone that you can hang up.
Okay.
Last week, we had to go get some stuff from upstairs, and when we were coming back down, their phone speakers were playing audio from like a credit card commercial or something.
Ooh.
We kind of laughed and joked about it, then realized there was no possible way that the elevator could be connected to an actual phone call. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh. If you press the button, it just pages the receptionist. It doesn't yeah. go to the phone.
She said it happened twice when we took the elevator that day, but only when my coworker and I were in the elevator. When we got in and someone else was already in there, it wasn't playing. We Ooh. Said... We're already off to a good start.
Yeah.
She said, we said something like, "Oh, thank God it stopped." And the lady in the elevator asked if we had heard stuff playing over the speakers because, quote, "Not to worry, that's just the ghost messing around." Oh my God.
This is so great because
I know.
I posted a picture of Bronner's and I was like, make sure you're listening to episode yeah. 1, season 3 because we have an update. And someone was like, "Oh my gosh, is this Bronner's in Michigan, the Christmas shop?" And I said, yes. She's like, "I had no idea that place was haunted. That's really close to me." So people don't actually know. I guess it's just the staff.
Well, I mean, do you want to tell people? You might not sell. Well, of course we do.
We'd be all over that place.
People might not want to go and buy Christmas ornaments there because it's haunted.
But in a good way.
I know.
So thank you for that, Olivia. Also, Laura. So she was in season 1 and pretty much all of our minisodes mm-hmm. because she had this really crazy haunted house. So I saw that she was on social media the other day and she said, if you watched the Ariel Castro story on 2020 recently, that took place right down the street from her house.
Ooh.
So I wrote back and I'm like, whoa, wait, your haunted house? And she said, yes, literally right down the street from her house, which to me just brings on this whole new level of what the
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar with the story, I'm not going to go into it because it's horrible, but just incredible that that was actually. And Laura said they knew his family. Everyone was super nice.
Oh my gosh.
But she said they also kind of knew that there was this
something wrong.
Black sheep that was in the family that was Ariel. Also, again, since we did our top 10 and our Ring doorbell story was mm-hmm. our number one
of
story
course.
From the past year, no big surprises there. But we've gotten a lot more traffic on the YouTube page because of that. Everybody's going over to look
to
at
like
the Ring doorbell
the
video. So we've gotten a couple of new comments. Jesse Grider went to it and she said, what if he's saying, I'll heal you?
Ooh.
He sounds so threatening when he
does.
Says it, though.
Plus, Chris, who is the owner of the house. He and his wife, they're young and yeah. vibrant and all that kind of stuff. So I can't imagine.
What would they be
needing
healed
to heal?
From?
Yeah.
Plus he's saying it like, I'll kill. Like,
yeah, it's just very, it's like almost satanic sounding for sure.
Yeah. But then somebody else commented, his name's Miguel's Modern Life. He says, dude, dead ass. When the ghost said, I'll kill you, my cat turned and looked at my phone.
I told you that happened with my dog when I replayed it.
Yeah.
Like he did that little like growl thing. And then I tried to do it again because I wanted to catch him on tape for the podcast and now he wouldn't do it again. Ugh. But that first time, yes.
See, I've been thinking since the cats keep hanging out in here with us that we need to try that at some point. We need to try like pulling up the Ring doorbell when we have the cats like settled in our laps and just see if they do
okay.
anything.
Okay, I am totally on board with that.
Which honestly, I feel like I've listened to it a gazillion times. And most of the time when I'm sitting down in this house, there is a cat on my lap.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten a reaction yet, but okay, well. We'll see. Also, we got a really cool message from Instagram.
Okay, so this came from Dying Breed Photography. And he says, the house I was living in at the time was originally part of an old hospital back in the 30s. Oh, we know old hospitals
yeah,
are bad.
Not a good start.
He said, my dog has been going crazy for about a week, growling, hair standing on end, full teeth showing to this particular corner of the house. One night we came home from a walk and he had charged that corner. I didn't have time to hit a light, but I was able to get one photo off. The flash was the only light in the photo, and this was the end result.
Go to Instagram, Facebook, hauntedaf.com. Go to all the places and look at this photo. The thing that's really surprising to me is that it looks so much like Lisa's ghost photo.
Yes.
So in Lisa's photo, there's this weird kind of glowing octopus-looking thing in the corner. In his photo, though, it's red. This spreading out red image. It looks like blood.
It
honestly
does.
Almost like a web, but it has this kind of similar shape to Lisa's photo. And it blew my mind because he sent this to us after we reposted Lisa's pictures.
Yeah.
And he was like, what do you think about this one?
Right. Well, we've seen it before from Lisa.
From Lisa, yeah. And so to think he comes in with his dog, the dog's freaking out again, and he takes the picture, and that image is like, it's
really spot on. It's like exactly the same.
I don't think he had any other experiences in that particular house. He said that he wasn't there for very long after he moved out. So,
boo.
Yeah, but definitely go check out that photo because that was really cool. Oh, do you have a dead pet of the week story?
I do. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Wait, we got to do the thing.
Do we have to do the thing?
I think we have to do the thing.
I was going to rest the theme song, but if you want to do it, do people want to hear it?
You were going to rest it.
I was going to rest the theme song. Seriously. To be honest, we got a cat sitting right here in front of us. It feels really weird to sing about the dead pet of the week. So we'll bring it back. Just read the story.
All right. So of course, this comes from Goose NYC from Reddit. And as always, total skeptic. He's like, let me start by saying I'm not religious, agnostic maybe, and absolutely do not believe in ghosts. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we get it. Dude doesn't believe, right?
Yeah.
Until...
But
he says, all that being said, when the wife and I got married before the kids were born and all that, my wife had a Sheltie she absolutely adored.
Oh, Shelties are wonderful. I love those.
He says he was a very nice dog, but she loved him like a kid. He goes, which is fine by me. As it happens, he got older, got cancer, and sadly had to be put down around 12 or 13 years old, which isn't that young for a Sheltie. So naturally, she was grieving for a while. The one thing about this dog was that he had a high pitched and very distinct bark and would bark a lot. Bark, 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 bark.
I'm suddenly not loving this dog quite as much.
he said it was friendly though.
Okay.
He said it was a friendly bark. Not menacing, very sweet, just very vocal.
A sweet, persistent, nonstop, high-pitched bark.
So it may be more of an annoyance, I guess.
Yeah.
So he said, shortly after he passed, one morning I woke up and heard him barking downstairs. It didn't compute right away that he was dead, but the barking continued. So then he hit me. No, it can't be the dog. The dog is gone. But he could still hear the barking. He said the sound was muffled, almost like he was in a room with a door closed. But he's like 100% it was that dog barking. He said neither of the neighbors had dogs. My wife heard it too, so it wasn't just me. And then just suddenly it stopped. I have no explanation for this, but I am positive it was his bark. And he goes on to say that he was full on awake. All of his senses were there. No alcohol, all that kind of stuff. Just straight up heard this dog barking like from a muffled room downstairs.
Oh my gosh, and here he is, the skeptic. Oh,
I know.
What's the puppy's name?
He didn't say.
He didn't give the name?
No, he just said it was a Sheltie about 13 or 14 years old.
We need to get this dog a name.
I know. What should be his name, Norman?
No, I was going to say Darby.
That's a cute name.
When I was little, we had a Sheltie named Darby. And Darby was great. And Darby got hit by a car.
Sad.
Yeah, when she was still really young. Oh, thank you for the dead pet of the week story. So we had an article recently. I found this online about this ghost detector necklace. Did you see this?
Dude, I did.
Look, it's from...
It looks so, can we just say it looks so fake?
It looks really.
It looks so fake. It's like a crap plastic crystal with a light bulb in it.
Yeah, and it turns colors.
I know.
It's so bad.
Is it supposed to be a mood necklace too?
Yeah.
Like if it gets colder, it turns blue.
So it's called the Bakatan Riseki, which translates roughly to stone that searches for ghosts.
Ooh.
It's made by this Japanese company called Solid Alliance. This article is from simplemost.com, and this stone is available on Amazon. So they say if a ghostly presence is around, the device changes color.
Okay.
When there's no unusual paranormal activity, it lights up green. When there's an angel present, it turns blue. And if a ghost is in the vicinity, it glows red.
Ooh.
Okay, and it has three operating modes, like search mode, automatic search mode, and barrier mode. Oh my God.
What's barrier mode?
I don't know. My cat's stepping on the computer. I'm like,
oh no.
Don't screw things up, JB. Where was I?
Barrier mode.
So search mode is a manual mode that just lets you check the current area by pressing a button. But if you do the automatic search, it'll just scan every 10 minutes. Barrier mode claims to protect you from spirits, but it doesn't really say how it does that. Yeah. So all of this sounds really really fun, and I would have gotten each of us one to play around with. Oh,
I wanted one so bad.
They're $75 freaking dollars.
We are in the wrong line of work. We need to create some crap plastic necklace to sell.
Yeah, but people are already like swearing by it. This is one review.
Need proof.
Yeah, quote, I live in Virginia, which is steeped in war history, and so far the only time it turned red was in the morning after a 3-person murder happened just a few streets from my house.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She said, I played with this thing for 2 straight days, never got any kind of response, and the first time it went to red was completely on its own. I freaked out. And then another review says, we took it with us to a haunted restaurant and got lots of light blue and dark blue lights, which is supposed to mean benevolent energy. Brought it back home and things went back to normal green. Haven't come into contact with any red lights yet, and we're thankful for that. But then, of course, if you go to the reviews, people are like, bullshit. Yeah.
Like, this is one of those things where I just want to buy it because I want to see if it really works. I don't know how I prove that it works.
Well, right? I'm not going to let you spend $75 on this piece of garbage.
I'm going to come in your house with it. I know you have a ghost.
Yeah. So I don't want that. But I've been trying to figure out how to get in touch with these people. Surely they'll send one to us for free.
I would think so.
So we can play with it and just then see.
Yeah.
What we're promoting it.
But I think now that we've been kind of mean to it, they're probably not going to give us one. Sorry.
So one of our favorite people, Kelly.
Yes.
Actually sent us a ghost story.
Yay!
Yeah, I know. We've known Kelly. He's been so good about like buying sweatshirts and t-shirts, and he'll send us these
pictures of wearing himself. It.
Yes. And he went to Myrtle's Plantation.
I love his
sweatshirt. So he's been really good. So he actually just sent us a ghost story. Here it is.
Hey girls. Wanted to send y'all, I think, my favorite haunting story that I like to tell people. And this story just creeps out my realtor, which makes it more entertaining. So about 5 years ago, I bought this house down in San Antonio, and I actually slept in the middle bedroom rather than the master bedroom, just because I felt like the master bedroom just didn't feel right sleeping in there for whatever weird feeling and reason. So my realtor's son came over a couple of weeks after me moving into the house to kind of check everything out, hang out, talk, make sure everything's all right at the house. And we started going over it, looking at the master bedroom. The master bedroom, there's nothing actually wrong with it. Brand new carpet, updated bathroom, really, really nice. But as we were talking, we kind of look at the carpeting and we notice something odd. Along the walls of the bedroom, you can see these large footprints embedded into the carpet. And when you look at them, it had to have been someone with a size 15 shoe creeping along the wall, ninja style. The more you kind of look at the footprints and the more you think of the implications, the creepier it gets, because the footprints only come one way out of the bathroom and into the living room along the walls. Now, being the hermit that I am, I don't really let a whole lot of people over. And I know no one could have gotten into the house because I have cameras outside of the house. I've got every sort of alarm system, this, this, and that. So there's just no way someone just could have come into my house and leave these prints without me knowing. And we started looking at them. It came out of the bathroom, size 15 footprint, creeping along the walls like a ninja and out into the living room. It was just the weirdest thing, and I took pictures of it at the time and sent to people. It's like, I have no explanation for this, and I'm so upset that the photos are gone. I don't know what happened to them, but it was just the weirdest thing, seeing these gigantic footprints embedded in my carpet coming out of a room I don't use in my own house.
Oh, M-G.
I know.
And I'm so sad. He doesn't know where the pictures went.
I know.
I want to see it.
Kelly drew a diagram to give us a better idea. Yeah. Of like the square of the room, the entrance, and like where the footprints were. And then what would be like the natural pathway that you would take walking out of one door to get to the other door. There's no explanation for why anybody would want to walk around the edge like that.
Not at all.
Yeah. So if anyone has any ideas, hauntedayofpodcast@gmail.com.
Burglar ghost.
I know.
It's got to be, right?
Well, and especially gigantic footprints.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have to happen several times for it to be imprinted into the carpet like that?
Possibly.
Like, what would make something like that happen?
I don't know.
So this next story comes from Araya. Apparently, she has a friend who's a truck driver who's been dealing with some stuff. And so she's been bugging him to contact us, and he's been nervous. So she just had him write down his story, and she sent it to us. So read this for us.
Okay. So this started about a month or so ago. I am a truck driver and I live in my truck at our distribution center on the weekends. The warehouse is closed on the weekends, so I'm usually the only one there. It was around 11 p.m. and I had driven my car to pick up some late night Taco Bell.
Woo!
Wild night.
Chicken quesadilla and a bean burrito.
I'm like, burrito supreme. Mm-hmm. Bring it on. Taco Bell, pay us.
Can we at least get like a few freebies for that?
While we're at it.
Yeah.
So I parked behind my truck, climbed in, locked the door, and was climbing into the sleeper when there was a very loud noise. The trailers make all sorts of rattling when you're rolling up their doors.
Yeah.
But what I heard was about 100 times louder than that. It sounded as if someone was trying to rip the freaking door off.
Ooh.
And it went on and on. And I like that he stayed inside as somebody's trying to rip the door off.
Yeah.
He didn't go out to check.
No, hell no.
Said as it went on, I kept looking out the windows, trying to see who or what was out there, when all of a sudden it stopped. That's when the breathing began. What the actual hell? Said it wasn't normal, heavy breathing. It was this heaving snort, like some massive thing with a large snout was out there. I'm like,
okay, sorry.
I'm like, sure I don't it was, like it. I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm sure it was much scarier than what I just did.
I think, you know what? I think when we make sound effects, it just adds to the you character think? Of the
okay.
story.
All right.
I immediately jumped into the sleeper, shut the curtains, turned off the lights, and tried not to piss myself.
I would have failed miserably.
Right, same here. He said the breathing and snorting stopped a few seconds later. All was calm, but only for about a week.
Ugh.
Once again, I'm parked at the distribution center, completely alone. This time, it's in the middle of the day. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That stuff in the middle of the day is the worst.
Yeah, it's even scarier for some reason.
No kidding. I was laying in my bunk bed watching YouTube when my truck slowly started rocking side to side. It wasn't violent, more of a rhythmic, like metronome. That's the... Yeah. Side to side, back and forth. A semi-truck has this high center of gravity, and when the wind starts blowing, you can feel the whole thing shaking violently. This was different. I have small windows in the sleeper, and I could see that no one was on either side of my truck, but it kept on rocking. You know what that means?
Don't come a knocking. Yeah, except not in a sexy way.
I don't know. You might have a thing for ghosts. I don't know.
Not the snorting, picking kind.
So I opened my curtains and I could clearly see that the trees weren't swaying in the wind. It was all calm outside, completely wind free, but my truck still rocking. It kept rocking for quite some time, then gently settled down. The last incident was a little too close to home, literally. I was at my mom's house for the holidays. We lost my dad back last July.
Oh.
ALS, which is, I'm so sorry tough. To hear that.
Yeah.
It's been a very difficult time for the whole family. I was sleeping on the couch about 10 feet from where my father passed away when I felt a massive change in air pressure. It only lasted for a few seconds, but that's when I heard, clear as a f***ing bell, my dad say, no. Then whatever the presence was, left.
So yeah, he felt like something evil was coming into the room and that his dad was in there. Protecting him.
Oh my God.
So, okay, we got a follow up from Aurea, and she said that he actually was in an accident not long ago, this trucker friend of hers. And it's an unexplained thing. They can't figure out what happened. But
what?
Yeah, something hit the roof of his car or the roof of his truck, and it looked like it pulled part of the roof off.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yes.
It's the snorting monster thing.
Beast thing. Yeah, and they said it's unexplained. All they could figure out is maybe it was a big, heavy branch hit it or
no,
something.
Like, what do you mean unexplained?
Partially pulled the roof off.
Yeah. Unexplained? How is it unexplained?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a tree branch.
No, a little storm hit and ripped the whole roof of your cab off. No, that's not how that happens. At least he's not in the truck right now.
Oh, God,
he's driving a different one. This Seriously. Made me wonder, though, because I know that truck drivers listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
So if you're a truck driver and you spend a lot of time on the road, I feel like he can't be the only one who has experienced stuff. We'll keep you posted on that story. And again, if you drive a truck or you travel a lot for a living and you've had anything weird happen, please let us know.
Always.
HauntedAFpodcast@gmail.com. By the way, we need tons of stories.
Always need stories.
Yeah, so please send those either way. And speaking of stories, we got one from Leah while we were out. And so Leah has this boyfriend with this really adorable British accent.
I am so excited about this because she promised us this one a weeks ago.
She really did. And she finally sent it. So thank Yay! You, Leah. This is her boyfriend, Derek.
Hi, I'm Derek from England. When I was young, around 9 years old, I used to go walking with my grandfather with the dog to collect firewood. And we used to go to an old house that was empty and falling apart that was surrounded by swampland. So one summer evening, we're walking down there and we're walking to basically where the foot of the stairways that goes straight up the centre of the house is. And the dog started snarling, which was very unusual because it was a real placid dog. And I looked down and his back was arched and his hairs was all up on the dog. So I turned around and looked towards the house, and at the top of the stairs, which was exposed because of the way the house was falling apart, there was a green mist. And slowly the green mist descended down the staircase and it got to the bottom, and eventually then it just suddenly accelerated and sped away. And as soon as it went, the dog stopped shaking and barking and relaxed and went back to normal.
Did your grandfather say anything about it, or did he see it as well?
Oh yeah, my grandfather saw it and basically said, let's get out of here.
So Leah said she asked Derek a few more questions about it, and that this place was known for being haunted and that it was supposedly haunted by the Green Lady. They just called her the Green Lady.
Oh, okay.
So, but don't you wonder if that green mist might have had
something to do with the Green Lady?
Yes, I know.
My gosh.
Derek, we love your voice. Oh, send us those voice memos.
Please.
We love you. Don't have to have an adorable accent for us to hear your
Although it helps.
It does
it
help.
It gets you on the show faster.
Yes, it definitely does. So maybe fake one.
Yeah, oh my God, please fake one.
Speaking of which, we're trying to plan an interview with Peter to get an update from him. So Peter is also in the UK. Mm-hmm. He's the one who worked at that shop and they were renting out the apartments above the shop and all these crazy things were happening. So Peter was going to call us with an update.
Yay!
And he was like, you know, I'd love to talk to you. I know you like accents. By the way, your British accents are horrible.
How dare you, Peter? How dare you insult our British accents? I'll have you know.
No, you know it's true.
I know,
you know it's absolutely true. So we're going to talk to him in the next episode. We also just got, in fact, go to Facebook, Instagram, all the places. We got a really great haunted photo from a recent family holiday. So they shared this photo with us. It's one of those, you're like, everybody get together, let's take a picture. And there's some weird, freaky shit in the back. Yeah, so we got more details about that. We also, there's this haunted shop in El Paso.
Yeah.
Yes, so we posted that on Facebook as well, where they picked up some really bizarre audio on their security cameras recently. So we're going to share that with you. And whatever ghost stories that you're sending, give them the email address again.
HauntedAFpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, send all of your good stuff and we'll share it on the next Haunted AF.
All right, Haunted AFers, remember to subscribe either iTunes, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast platform is. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, as well as our brand new website, hauntedaf.com.
Ooh, it's so bright and shiny over there. Got to say thanks to our board op, Ziggy Becker. And to Andrew Mamaliga for our theme song. Also, a shout out to On Air Media for titles and technical support.
And of course, we have to thank you for listening to Haunted AF. By the way, Julie, if I die first, I'm going to come back and haunt you.
Oh, I'll come back and haunt you too, Rebecca.